Moncrief on News Talk.
Uncanny is a long-running series on BBC Radio 4 where Danny Robbins recounts stories of ghosts and UFOs and sundry weird stuff that can't quite be explained. It's also become a TV show and a stage show. And the latest iteration of that, Uncanny Fear of the Dark, comes to the Bord Gáis Energy for one night on February the 1st next year. Danny, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, you've done, I don't know how many episodes you've done. It's kind of over 100 at least. Where do you source the stories from, or is it people contacting you directly?
That is the beautiful thing now. We get thousands of emails coming in now, and I think it's just grown and grown. This all started from me making a series called The Battersea Poltergeist for the BBC, which was a real-life ghost story. And then that sparked people to write to me. And now, you know, with Uncanny out, you know, Uncanny grew out of all those emails I received, and it's just kept going, really. And it's quite a thing now, and I feel quite privileged, actually, to have all of these stories that sometimes people say, I've never told anybody else, I've not even told my partner in some cases, and yet they feel kind of safe to share it with Uncanny. And I think that's a lovely thing to have created this safe space to talk about this.
Yeah, and of, you know, of those hundreds of emails that you get in, do you have some sort of app there? Is there a kind of a nutcase detector where you can kind of filter out what's worth investigating and what's not?
I reckon if you could get that, that would crack the internet completely, wouldn't it? We have a lot of we do a lot of due diligence. Obviously, you go through things. And you know, there's different layers to this. I don't think generally there are kind of, you know, people writing maliciously or trying to trick us or, you know, sort of people, you know, any of that kind of stuff. But I think there's a lot of people where you can explain their stories. You know, they could be sleep-related things, sleep paralysis, you know, kind of different dreamlike states. So, that, you know, those ones get ruled out. But then you have this kind of real little core of really strange, puzzling stories where they're very, very hard to explain. And those are the ones that excite us, particularly the ones where somebody comes in saying, you know, I'm a skeptic, I don't believe in ghosts, and yet I feel I've seen this thing, you know. So what you hear, you know, on air with the podcast or what you see on screen, you know, they are the very best, the kind of creme de la creepy creme, if you like, of the stories that have come in. And yeah, I mean, they're genuinely puzzling. And I find myself, you know, lying awake at night, you know, unsure what's going on.
Now, because I suppose a lot of these things, if somebody has an experience of some sort, if they encounter something they might think is supernatural or see a UFO or whatever, it's kind of not provable, but it's not unprovable either. It's a bit like God in that respect.
I mean, I think you can draw certain analogies. I think, you know, religion and the paranormal are both ways to try to crack some of the biggest questions, the biggest mysteries of our time, really. But you can't prove definitively if one person had an experience, but certainly, you know, there are cases we've had where you've had multiple witnesses that are very exciting. That feels like the real Holy Grail when you've got a group of people experiencing something.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think, you know, these stories open up other stories as well. I think, you know, we had a story recently set in Newcastle and it was about a group of people living in a house. And we told a story and then many other people who'd lived in houses on that street contacted us. And you start to feel there's something bigger going on there. Potentially, we've had quite a few cases like that seem to unfold. More people who lived in that same house or very close to it come forwards, and those are really exciting.
Yeah. So how do you bring these stories to a stage?
Good question. Well, look, I mean, the easy way to do a podcast show on stage is people sitting around chatting with a few chairs. We don't do that. This is much, much more theatrical and exciting than that. You know, think something like Woman in Black, you know, or my own stage play that I wrote, 222, A Ghost Story. Some people have seen that. You know, you kind of know the kind of potential excitement of being scared in a theatre and of bringing stuff to life on stage. So we've got video projection, we've got flying props, we've got, you know, kind of illusions, we've got all sorts of stuff to bring six cases to life. We've got some ghost stories, we've got a UFO story, we've got a really interesting cryptid story that's about, like, creatures that may or may not exist, things like Bigfoot, the Yeti, you know, stuff like that. And we're bringing them to life, telling these stories. I've got the experts with me, Kieran O'Keefe and Evelyn Hollow, Team Believer, Team Skeptic. And then we throw it open to the audience as well. We take their questions, we hear their ghost stories. So it's a really properly interactive show.
Yeah. Now, you're two experts. And as you said there, you know, one's a skeptic, one's more inclined to believe it. Do they ever manage to change each other's minds or nudge each other a little even?
This is a good question. Like, if you've heard any recent Uncanny Podcast episodes, people might know that we had Kieran, our team skeptic expert, kind of stumped on a case recently, and that was quite a moment. I think, you know, Evelyn is not someone who just purely believes, you know, willy-nilly. I mean, she's somebody who's quite skeptical as well. You know, I mean, they're great foils for each other. They bounce off each other really well. And I think, you know, the beauty of these cases is that there are no clear-cut answers. We've got all our theories, but, you know, we'll be talking about most of these stories till the cows come home.
Yeah. Has it changed your view of the world?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I think, you know, it's a very easy thing these days, isn't it, to say I've been on a journey. You know, like everybody from the X Factor to, you know, Strictly Come Dancing, you go on a journey. But I feel like I've really gone on a journey with this. I feel like if you listen to my early podcast, I did a show called Haunted quite a few years back, and I think you hear a much more skeptic me. And I think you cannot be exposed to all these stories without it chipping away at you a bit. And I've always thought I would love to see a ghost. And then I think now be careful what you wish for, because some of the stories we hear are so chilling and you know, genuinely life-changing, I think, in terms of how people see the world, see the universe after it. And so I don't know. I don't know what I want. But I do know that I think the idea of ghosts is a magical, lovely one, the idea of life after death. And that's what I hang on to. And I love that sense of optimism, that however scary a story is, there's that little hope there of life beyond life.
Yeah. Your answer there, do I take it then that maybe you were in a position where there was no such thing as ghosts, but now you think maybe there is and you'd like to see one?
I think I'm very open to possibility. I mean, I think that's the big shift for me. I think, you know, in the past, I viewed ghost stories as something fictional, you know, that I enjoyed reading or consuming. You know, I've always loved ghost stories. I've always been obsessed by ghosts, but I don't think I thought they were real until more recently. You know, like my whole interest in this, in terms of making podcasts about it, stems from a conversation with a friend where she told me she'd seen a ghost, and I was just blown away by this story. And it kind of, that was the inspiration for my play 222, A Ghost Story, that kind of, you know, fed the fuel there. And then I started asking around people I knew, have they seen a ghost? You know, it kind of went from friends to friends of friends to strangers, and it just grew and grew. And the more of these stories I've heard, the more confused and excited I've been, I guess. You know, and yeah, I absolutely am very open to the possibility that this could all be real.
And of all the stories you've heard about ghosts specifically, are there common factors? You know, because, you know, it could be very frightening, obviously, but you know, are ghosts malevolent? Are they like Casper? Or, you know, what's their deal kind of thing?
That's a great question. You know, like, how long have you got? But I think basically, I think a lot of these stories come to me. I don't think the people are similar. I don't think the places are similar. They don't happen at a certain time of year or anything like that. But I think one thing that is consistent is it's often when people are in what I would call a kind of transitional phase in their lives. So it could be growing up, being an adolescent, it could be going to university, it could be bereavement or coming out of a relationship or moving house. It's these things where you move from one reality to another and one sort of thing that makes you feel secure into something that's maybe less secure. And I just wonder, you know, a skeptic would say these are points when we're more anxious, maybe when we're more likely to imagine things. A believer might say there's little moments in our lives where we're more open and receptive to things. And maybe there are little moments when things align and it's right place, right person, right time, you know, or maybe, you know, wrong place, wrong time. But I think that's something I notice, you know. But beyond that, I think, you know, these things can happen to anybody, anywhere. And I used to think there was a kind of certain kind of person who saw a ghost. And I think that's absolutely untrue now. I think, you know, it comes from so many different walks of life, so many different types.
Danny, thanks a million for speaking with us today. The Uncanny Fear of the Dark comes to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. That's on February the 1st next year, and you can go online. Tickets are available there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.